Oh, simple.
I don't know if I'm going to make it through it.
What? Make it through what?
First of all, the show or the season. This football season is killing me already. Good morning, Mr. Joyner. Oh, my gosh.
Jay's on the phone.
What up?
He's in Atlanta.
Oh, boy.
He can't get in?
He's in Memphis.
You still in Memphis?
I'm in Memphis.
Are you really?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah,
we're just disbelieving you.
Shout out to the Wing Factory and the parade, man. It was off the chain. Thank you, Memphis. Thank you.
Okay.
I heard you that you were in Atlanta trying to get in and marry who's a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Right now.
I'm at the back gate at the radio station in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Waiting for the gate to open. Some Dallas Cowboy fan won't open the damn gate. But
that's
okay.
Marion, right? Isn't Marion a Dallas Cowboy fan?
Our executive producer of the show, yes. In Atlanta, yes.
Yeah. Marion.
It's not like something he would do, man. It really does. Sorry, Dallas. I text all my Dallas Cowboy fans last night. I said, too soon? So I didn't do any jokes, man.
Wow, that was a good game, though. Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was good. It was very good, Sip, especially when they lose. Mm. You're absolutely right.
That Dak Prescott, I think. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do because he's a black quarterback, and you're
what
on their side.
Today. Yeah. Okay.
I am on their side.
I know, and I don't know.
You know, a black quarterback.
I don't know.
But just because the man didn't run out of bounds, I don't know. Wow. I can't take credit for that.
Wow.
I mean, they teach you that early.
They teach you that in Pop Warner football. Pop Warner, run out of bounds.
Don't play. Okay.
I think they do.
Mm-hmm. I think they cover that. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, my team played Roland's team yesterday.
The Bears and Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to hear from Roland today?
Yeah.
Did you hear from him yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how did the married guy do? Did he do good?
The married guy?
With the Seahawks.
Russell Wilson.
Yes, he
the
was.
The married guy.
Married guy. Yeah.
And that you hate, you know.
We'll see how good he plays, Mary Flair. We'll see how long.
Well,
okay.
So far, so good. Well, that's how all marriages start out.
Wait a minute. What about Blindside RG3?
Not so good. Not so good.
Black
coach, black quarterback.
Did you read in the news? I'm divorcing you. What?
Did you read that you're gonna have a horrible season? Or at least not.
And what about
well.
The crab leg stealer? Did you
he had that? A heck of a day.
Oh, my gosh, Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston. Yeah. Jameis Winston.
We don't even know their names. We're just saying that.
No, it'd be you.
The crab stealer, huh?
The crab stealer. Crab stealer, they good? Okay.
Yeah. And you know, the Cleveland Browns. My pick to go
that's
to the
RG3,
Super Bowl.
That's
RG3,
yeah.
Yeah. They didn't do too good.
Black head coach, black quarterback.
Not too good.
Yeah. And general manager, right?
Well, he's not the general manager anymore. He's
already gone?
Well, no, he has another. He's still in the organization, but he's not the GM. But they got beat by Philadelphia, and Philadelphia had a rookie quarterback, and that kid
spanked that behind.
That was another good game. Yeah. These new guys are doing really well. I'd like for Chicago to bring in a new guy.
And who was kneeling for the national anthem and who wasn't?
Well, the
9/11.
The 49ers did not play yesterday.
Okay.
So, and there was a lot of controversy about whether he was going to do that. But really good discussion. Did you happen to watch the new season of ESPN yesterday?
Mm, I was watching
all
Fox.
All the new guys that they have on. And Charles Woodson and,
they had a really good discussion about Black Lives Matter and police brutality.
About what he was doing and standing up for him. And it was, and Tom, they let him go. They let them spread out and have a real conversation. And it was really, really good. And I'm just wondering if that conversation was going on, continuing around the country.
Well, it was on. It was on Fox. I was watching. I was watching Strahan and Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'll tell you when they were talking, Sibling Player, in the movie where the bow breaks.
Was that a talkback movie?
Oh yeah,
I went to see it, and the movie broke, so I didn't get to see the entire movie.
The movie broke.
Yeah, the film broke.
The film popped or something, but man, it should have been called "Black Man Ain't Worth a Damn" or "That's Good for Your Ass," because my
the part up to where it stopped, it was non-stop.
Women would not shut up. I mean.
Oh, and well, come on now, because some of the guys are going, you might be right.
What's it about?
It's about a couple's trying to have a baby, and they invite the surrogate into the family.
Whoa. Okay. A fine ass. If you don't tell the story, Sibyl, tell it right now.
Is she real fine?
No, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful. Fine. No. Oh, my God.
And who is Morris Chestnut's wife? Regina Hall?
Yeah.
Now, you know, in real life, Regina Hall would not let her.
No, she would not. No.
That's a stretch, huh? Of all the women that would let her fine.
Oh, play, this woman is so fine and crazy. Oh, my goodness.
From the C to the Y, she was.
She's crazy.
From the C to the Y.
She was crazy.
Hey, Super Dave. I know, man. Come on, man. You could give a rim shot from the C to the Y.
No,
come on, Super Dave.
David knows. That's okay.
Billy's still stinging.
I know.
We're not gonna get any rim shots.
We might not get any till the rest of the season.
Well, I want to recognize Sybil. That was great. From the C to the Y, deserved a rim.
Thank you.
She was that crazy. Huh?
Oh my God, she was crazy, man.
I haven't seen that kind of crazy in a long time in a movie.
Well, I've seen it.
I said in a movie.
I'm like, wait a minute, that's my life up there.
When the bow breaks, the Morris Chestnut movie. I gotta have it, huh?
Oh man. Now the other movies I saw, they were good. I saw Hands of Stone, which was really good. The Roberto Duran movie.
It was really good.
And I saw
really
Scully, but
Scully was really good.
When the bow breaks. That's when all hell breaks loose.
So, Sybil, this weekend you saw 3 movies and a football game.
And I saw 4 movies, actually. I saw Blazing Saddles outside. A friend had a screening of Blazing Saddles last. And it was so much fun.
You saw 3 movies. I saw 3 movies.
No, four. Tom, here's the thing. Seeing it with white people is really uncomfortable for them.
Sorry about the up yours N-word.
Oh, my God. The sheriff is up. And they look. We're laughing, and they don't.
Watching Blazing Saddles with white people.
With white people. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
In 2016. Oh, my gosh.
Coming up.